Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now hold on. Bear with me. From 1933, Bing Crosby enjoys absinthe.
Ooh.
Are you listening, Buzz?
I'm listening.
Oh, Billy, I feel terrible. I wish I had never left Paris. What did we drink last night?
Oh, you mean that green stuff? What do you call it? Oh, absinthe. Oh, but I like it. Yes, sir. I like everything French.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
You know I detest the radio.
Yes, I know.
Turn that off immediately.
It's all right.
Welcome.
Stand by for spontaneous mediocrity with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How about that? He likes the absinthe. Rob?
I cut my ear off after I did that.
You will need a moment to get the stuff ready.
Oh, yeah.
Push the buttons.
The
and
while you're doing that.
Oop, hello. Hello, test. Hello.
You're on.
I like to. He's doing something to the microphone.
It's 1 second.
What?
Ready to go.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Well, just give me a moment to say hi to my gal who's out of town on business. But fortunately for me, in one of the 25 great American cities where our show is heard.
Hey, that's
is it
great.
Monkey business?
Purely monkey business, Mike. Purely monkey business.
Purely monkey business.
So anyway, imagine my surprise. Yeah. I forget that we are still on at least, what are you on, like 25 stations?
I think 25 cities, yeah.
Yeah.
Across the fruited plain.
I've just
been there for quite some time in a lot of these cities, too.
Yeah, some of them I really didn't know. I really,
what would be a city you don't know where we broadcast?
Well, they come and they go. Portland, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Who knew that we were still on in Portland, Oregon?
I didn't know we were still on in Portland, Oregon.
I thought we had been canceled. All I know is
I think we've been and come back.
Jan called me and said, hey, I listened to your show. It's on like 2 hours later, but I heard it on the radio.
Isn't that wonderful? You can go all the way across the great nation and find us.
In parts of it.
And some parts we've been really, I'll say it, institutionalized. Like certain parts of the big state on the left coast.
Yeah. The big city.
Mm-hmm.
The big city that smells like pee because of asparagus.
We've hopped around in Buzz's hometown, but I believe we've been on there fairly consistently.
Since the beginning.
Consistently, I
should
say. They've
been wonderful.
And my good friends up in Portland, Maine, we've been on there forever.
Yeah, well, anyway, I had forgotten that we're on in Portland, Oregon, so so high up there.
And everywhere else, I have no idea.
That list changes all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, do it. If we're set up, you go ahead.
We are.
Hello.
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 Hello, we are going to have to tweak it a little bit.
Every little breeze.
What do we need?
Seems
hello.
To whisper Louise.
Let me see if I have our theme. It's time to bring back Tobacco Road. Hello, Joe. Hi, Nick. It's time for Tobacco Road. I'm Joe Camel. And I'm Nicotine. Do not let the fact that we have had our voice boxes taken away stop you from the pure enjoyment of a non-filtered cigarette. As a matter of fact, we encourage you to enjoy all tobacco products. Dip, skull, pipe tobacco, anything that gives you that satisfaction. Today on the show, we're going to go back in time. A trip down memory lane. Some of our favorite songs from the past. There's nothing like enjoying music while lighting up a cigarette? What is that sound? There's a chipmunk in the studio.
I enjoy putting the cigarette directly in my blowhole.
You still enjoy the sensation even without the taste.
You know who my hero is?
Who?
The guy on My Name is Earl.
Oh, yes. He's the one that has his voice box removed like we do.
You know who's a pretender?
Who?
Stephen B. Hawking.
Yes, he types on a keyboard and voice sounds come out.
We smoked ourselves so we would sound like this.
Even though we have had severe health issues, we still encourage the enjoyment of fine tobacco products.
What, Rob?
Did your doctors warn you that this could happen?
Never.
No.
Really?
They said smoke early, smoke often. Oh.
I remember the first tobacco commercial I heard. It was I Love Lucy and Desi, and they told me that the cigarette that I was going to smoke was smooth and easy on the throat.
Now on this edition of Tobacco Road.
What do we have this time, Nicotine?
Joe Camel here.
Oh, I'm sorry, you are Joe Camel. I'm Nicotine. I lost my place. Unfortunately, part of my disease has gone to the brain.
I will now light a cigar in my blowhole.
Let's listen, shall we?
I don't know.
That is a weird sound. Almost sounds as if I am straining at stool.
Wow.
Lighting up again.
Wow. How's that, Joe?
So, Nicotini, I could almost achieve if I was not dead below the waist.
That's fantastic. And remember, when you smoke through your blowhole, the nicotine gets into your bloodstream faster.
Really?
You're asking yourself, hey, Joe, hey, Nick, what's the point of two men doing a show when they don't have vocal cords because of smoking? The reason is to say once and for all, smoking doesn't kill people. All kinds of other things kill people.
Amen to that.
That is our motto.
You know, the doctors have told me that I'll be able to resume my tobacco chewing habit as soon as the scar heals from where part of my jaw was removed. I can't wait to enjoy the pleasure of skull bandits. I put 8 of them together and put them between my cheek and gum.
Would you like to come and scrape some of the film off my yellow teeth?
Oh, nothing would give me greater pleasure. Yellow teeth. We should point out that both Joe and me, Nick Oteen, we have yellow teeth, yellow lips, yellow around our eyes, and yellow fingers.
We are stopped by TSA, and they say, are you from the Orient?
Really?
Because
we are so yellow.
Very yellow. My primary care physician says my lungs look like black leather. Dark and lifeless.
When I loogie, it looks like they are repaving the road.
Asphalty?
Yes, unfortunately, our lungs are covered with a coating of black tar.
But we are here to tell you that we do not hold the cigarette companies guilty of this.
Wouldn't you like to be like us
and be able to repair a tire just by coughing some phlegm into your hand and putting it over the hole?
I still call it the Winston Cup.
I see.
Of course you do.
Course.
I get winded from breathing.
I'm not surprised.
Which is ironic if you think about it.
You should be able to get more air through your blowhole.
You would think, wouldn't you, Nick?
It's a shame. All of us now, at least my partner and I, eat all of our food from a tube.
If you've not had steak and potatoes in a blender, you do not know what you're missing. I would gladly give all of my teeth, which I have, for the opportunity to smoke out of my blowhole.
I told my doctor when I went blind in my right eye that I would gladly be blind in my left eye if I could continue to smoke.
Prior to me going into the pool, I must tape my blowhole.
And, of course, after you swim, or should I say float, it's time for one of your no-filter cigarettes.
Because, as you know, I am impotent and have no feeling below my belly button.
Wow.
I have a present for you. It is a cigarette holder that fits snugly into your blowhole.
Nice.
You are a good friend, Nicotine.
Thank you, Joe Camel.
And now on this edition of Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road.
Let's take a moment to enjoy some of our favorite songs as we get into the classic rock portion of our show.
Excuse me.
Yes, Nicotine.
I just farted. Can you smell the menthol?
Didn't know that happened.
That is that squirrel again. There's a squirrel in the studio.
Your farts smell like a Virginia Slim.
That's correct. I don't understand. Because when I am smoking, I smoke Salem. Salem Extra Tar.
I go to the bathroom in a bag.
Oh, dear. A mess.
It's convenient.
They said it's smoking. I said, what does smoking have to do with going to the bathroom in a bag? Now give me an effing cigarette.
I gained a pound last week. I now weigh 67 pounds.
Good for you.
But I still have to be careful not to bump my arms against the wall.
Why?
For fear of my paper-thin skin tearing like a little piece of stationery.
Do you have brittle bones?
Oh, if I sit down in a chair too hard, I will break my femur. Oh. Look at the clock on the wall. I think I will light up a cigarette myself.
Time for a smoking break. Smoke them if you've got them on the Tobacco Road Show. All I eat is smoked meats. Oh, that's good, brother.
Man, that's tobacco satisfaction. Caroline, stay away from the light. There's evil in this house.
Let's drop a nickel in the tobacco jukebox and see what we have. Let's rock.
Smoking song.
To a goalie, it's a save, save, save to a surfer. It's a wave, wave, wave to the colonel. It's a regiment to a smoker. It's a Kent.
Yeah.
I love that song.
That is one of my favorites.
Want to hear another one?
Please.
Yes, please.
This rock music kicks.
Oh, no. Please. Someone get it.
someone get a Q-tip?
Joe,
he's choking.
Clear that hole.
Clear the blowhole.
Oh, it's clear.
There it is. Look at the glass of the studio. Oh. Look at that. It looks like some licorice gum.
We're going to need towels.
Can you breathe, my friend? It will kick ass.
Poor Joe.
Let's rock. I hope you feel better. This is a good jam.
Sailing out of the country, but you can't
take the country out of Salem.
Good.
It's good to sing along with. I enjoy that.
You can't take the country out of Salem.
This is good music on the Tobacco Road Show that brings orange tears to my eyes. Sure, we're having fun, but fun comes with a price. Oh, no. And I'm not going to lecture you about the evils of smoking. The price I'm speaking about is a word from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Pastel-colored cigarettes.
So that's your feather?
Silly.
Hey,
Come along, Winnie.
What have you got for those frosty cigarettes?
How about these?
Thank you.
I want the most feminine cigarette you have.
Yeah, and let me have some scented cigarettes in a sandalwood box.
I'm out of sandalwood.
Say,
do you have some square cigarettes in a round box? Or is it the other way around?
In this fancy, frilly, you gotta have a gimmick world, there's one cigarette that doesn't go along.
Camel filters, please.
We're not about to hide our kind of easy taste behind some gimmick.
Damn straight. Amen.
Camel filters. They're not for everybody.
No.
But then, they don't try to be.
I love them. Why have they taken all the wonderful radio cigarette ads away? Each of them a piece of art in their own way. Oh no, I just lost another nail. Let's rock! Winston! Like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Winston gives you real flavorful, rich tobacco.
Those were the days, my friend.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
What's a guy got to do to get his bag changed around here, for Christ's sake? Oh no, you need another change for your bag? Oh, look at the mess you made.
I had to ditch your ashtray first. That was overflowing.
I love cigarettes more than I love life itself. Signed, Joe Camel. I bet I like cigarettes more than you. I actually take the used filters and make tea.
Oh.
Nicotine tea. I can trump you. Go. 1 year ago, the doctor gave me 6 months to live, and here you are, smoking and... loving life. Oh, look, I made tobacco ice cream. Oh, delicious. Do you know that I make my own Salem Reds? You've heard of Marlboro Reds, right? I have heard of them. Well, my Salem filter cigarettes are all white, but when I smoke them, I get blood on them. From my mouth and lungs. And I call them my Salem Reds. Why do they say that coughing blood is a bad thing? I believe it loosens up your sinuses. What with my many health problems from my blowhole to my colostomy bag, I have no problem with grass, mold, or tree pollen. You have a blowhole, but I have no use of my right eye. It's glazed over like a glazed donut. You are legally blind, but not so blind that you cannot see.
Cigarettes are wonderful.
Absolutely, I enjoy this. Would you like some skull for your hole?
Well, the clock on the wall says Dr. Death is leaving his calling card.
Boy, we are defying the odds each and every day to bring you Tobacco Road.
Brought to you today by Kent Cigarettes.
Ah, Kent. Just Salem. Like my mommy and daddy used to smoke.
Salem, Winston, and of course, the motherlode, Marlboro Red.
And of course, the 100th caller after the show will get a free Zippo lighter with Tobacco Road on it.
I was given a bit of shock jockery. Only a faggot smokes American Spirit.
Ooh, you are controversial. Opinion.
Eat my shorts, J. Edward Coop, or whatever your name is, former surgeon.
C. Everett Coop.
Former surgeon general.
We better wrap it up. It's almost time for my dialysis. Thank God, one half a kidney left and going strong.
Yeah.
Ooh.
If it's Wednesday, it must be radiation day.
Oh.
Would you like to go together so we can both get our radiation treatments?
Let's smoke while we're getting our radiation.
We got mad at the radiologist for not allowing us to light up during our treatment.
Sure.
And what's life worth living without a cigarette?
I'd rather fight than switch, bitch.
I said, I gave blood on Tuesday. Look, I coughed in the lobby.
Oh.
I gave blood, you bitch.
I think that you love that towel you have that is attached to the necklace. Under your chin.
Not pretty.
You have them in a bunch of designer colors.
It's stained.
I call it a towel. They call it a bib. Oh, dear.
Oh, Camel, are you all right?
I am fine.
Oh, good.
I am fine, Buzz.
Two nights ago, I coughed up cat food. But it wasn't cat food.
No.
It was pieces of me.
I know.
Have another cigarette, please.
Who has taken my catheter? This is serious business.
Sometimes I use my plastic plates as ashtrays.
You know what goes good with chemotherapy?
What?
Cigarettes.
Oh. Absolutely. It makes you forget the nausea when you are enjoying the flavor of a cigarette. Incidentally, here's smoker tip number 523.
Yes?
When you light the wrong end, don't throw it away.
No.
Just smoke the filter off until you get to the tobacco.
Here's a tip from me, Joe Camel. After a night of heavy partying, the next morning, do as I do. Why empty the ashtray? What? Simply get some milk, and you have the most delicious cigarette butt cereal.
Oh, Joe, no.
So good.
Ooh, there's nothing like the taste of a cigarette. Better than food.
And what's all this talk that cigarettes are bad for you?
We disagree. Look at us.
My nose is bleeding.
I think it's time for us to give everyone our ages, because everyone always thinks that we're old.
Yeah. You're not?
I'm 27.
And I'm 22.
Oh, that's tragic.
The 90s rock, dude.
Boy, oh boy.
I haven't gone this long without a cigarette. Time for another Salem. I'm thirsty. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
How about a big glass of bong water?
Ooh, there's nothing quite like it.
Wouldn't that taste good right now?
Do you know, I heard the silliest person the other day. They had a party and were cleaning up afterwards and took a drink out of a can.
Yeah.
And they said they almost threw up because people had put their cigarettes into the beer.
That is a delicacy, you third world backwards idiots.
That is a nicotine cocktail. Yeah. Drink it down all around.
I wish Beth Ann McBride would suck on my blowhole like she used to.
Nothing cleaned it out better. She always said, time to clean Joe's fish tank.
Rob Spiewak will finger my blowhole.
Do you know, I hate to wait a whole year for our favorite holiday.
What is it?
Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday.
What a shame.
Early in the spring.
Mm.
Well, the clock on the wall says...
One more minute off of our lives.
As once again we continue to beat the odds.
Amen, brother.
Like father, like son.
Oh, my favorite. Yes, and now he's looking
like
at
father,
his father.
Like son?
Smoking. Good
Think
boy.
About it.
I don't have to.
Think about my fist going into your face.
Remember, buy the carton. Don't buy the pack. It's cheaper.
All right, tools. Rock on, you only rock once.
Stay tuned for Phil Morris. Philip Morris is coming up with all your favorite hits.
Until then.
We had a great time.
Hello.
Quite a time we had.
I can't see you.
Oh, no.
My eyes are filling with blood.
Oh, your eyes are the color of skim milk. You've lost your eyesight, too.
Quickly, get me a cigarette.
I can't hear.
Oh, no.
I can't hear.
Your ear has fallen off.
Oh, no. My nipples. My nipples.
Hell, at this point.
Look at them. What is that goo?
Oh, my. My bag has fallen on the floor. Uh-huh.
We are falling apart even before the end of the show.
Call 100. Get school right now. Good luck. And remember, cigarettes don't kill. Everything else does.
Amen.
And F. Organic foods. This is Joe Mama Camel.
And Nick O'Teen.
Until next time, smoke them if you've got them.
And God bless you. We will be seeing you soon, God. There's our theme song. He's playing our song.
Did you say we'll be seeing God soon?
Absolutely.
Did you hear Buzz does not believe in God?
Ooh!
Ooh! Let's get him, boys.
Oh, no.
He don't believe in God.
We're going to rub our disease all over you, then.
No, please. Don't.
How are those faggot now cigarettes you smoke, Burbank?
Menthol frosty as ever.
Menthol frosty. Ooh. I'm feeling lightheaded.
There is only one thing that could make this just a little more annoying for our listeners.
What would that be?
Taking calls?
Hello?
Hello, Tom.
Who's this?
Hello.
I hung up on him.
Good. That would be tedious.
His mother smoked while she was pregnant.
You be the judge.
She chewed tobacco while she was pregnant.
Vote for Obama. He is a smoker.
Amen, brother.
See you on the other side, losers.
Pause!
This